Well, hey guys, we're in Acts chapter 15. We're continuing to study this division that took place in the early church between Antioch and Jerusalem, and these people who were teaching extra stuff with gospel, that you had to have Jesus, but you had to be Jewish first, stuff like that, in order to be saved. And we've talked about this, about it, like, why does it matter that we know our doctrines? It's very important. It makes a big difference, and we need to know what we're talking about with this stuff. But let me show you something else that we can learn from this. It says in verse 5, chapter 15, verse 5, but some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, it is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses. Verse 1 had said that some men came from Judea teaching the brothers, unless you're circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. So there's a division here in terms of what the actual gospel is. They're arguing about it. They have different opinions. And that's perfectly fine on one condition. And on that condition is that both sides are truly seeking the truth. And they're not just digging in to have a fight. These people are not named. Who these people are, it doesn't say who they are. It just says some people. It says they're believers, okay? Verse 5, but some believers who had belonged to the party says this. So it calls them believers, but they're wrong on this issue and doesn't give their names. And the farther this goes, the more it starts to look like these people are intentionally causing problems. And you can't have that. You can't have a debate and a discussion with somebody who is just trying to cause trouble. Like, they're not going to come over to your side of these things. And so the couple reasons that I say this, it says that they go for the purpose of fixing it. They send Paul and Barnabas over. Verse 2, after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. So these guys truly want to know the truth. Paul, Barnabas, and some of the elders, it says, they're like, we really want to get this right. It matters. So we're going to go all the way to Jerusalem and talk to the other believers there who were in Christ even before us, you know, Peter and James and these guys. We're going to get it right. It matters to us to get this right. The other guys, though, the ones that were teaching this extra stuff, they don't go with them. Like, they aren't interested in pursuing the truth. They're not interested in being corrected if they're wrong. Paul and Barnabas are like, we're really confident we know this stuff, but we're gonna go back here and make sure that we fix this, that if we're wrong, man, we want to hear it straight on from Peter and James. And if we're right and they're wrong, we want to be able to convince them of it. But hopefully when we get there, this will be worked out and we won't even have an issue. That they're willing to travel to get this right. The other guys, we don't know their names, we don't know who they are. They are willing to travel to spread their ideas, but they are not willing to go back with them or anything. It says at a few points in this chapter, verse 19, James is talking after he's quoted scripture from Amos, which we looked at the other day. Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God. We shouldn't trouble them, as though what these people were doing had been just troubling them. And that's what it says in verse 24. It says, since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your minds, although we gave them no instructions. So these guys, whoever they were up to no good. They were not sent from Jerusalem as missionaries to bring the gospel, to correct a false teaching of the gospel. There's like, they came out from around here, I guess, but we don't know who they are. We didn't send them, and we didn't tell them to say that stuff. And they've been troubling you. All right, so what does that mean for you and I? It means a few things, but are you humble enough to be corrected? Are you humble enough to admit that you're wrong, that the things that you believe in and value and that you think are important, if it turns out that you're wrong, are you willing to accept that? Paul and Barnabas have a debate. Like, they're dug in. Like, it's not like they don't know what to believe. They know what they believe. They've been teaching it, and they're very firm on it, but they're willing to travel to talk to some other people to make sure that they're all in the same position. And you can read about that in the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians talks about this. We've said it a few times in this chapter already in this video series. Paul is like, I want to go make sure we got the right gospel. We're doing this right. It's very important. So are you humble enough to be corrected? Are you humble enough to go to somebody else and get their feedback and then take it to heart and do it? Paul and Barnabas, it turns out, were right all along. They didn't need to be corrected. When they get there, they tell their story. Peter tells his story. James quotes scripture to them. You know, they were right. But by doing that, they also formulated the gospel a little bit better. They got some good heads together in a room. Can you imagine being in that room? Peter, Paul, Barnabas, James, all these guys all in a room together talking about what the core of the gospel is and what matters. I mean, that would be a neat room to be in. Are you willing to go get help? Are you willing to talk it out and sort things out and maybe even be corrected if necessary? Are you willing to correct others if necessary? Do you know your stuff well enough that you can? Are you humble enough that you can do it in a way that actually gets through and isn't just a shouting match? This takes tremendous humility. These guys, Paul and Barnabas, are pastoring a church in Antioch, a church that is doing well, that is sending missionaries, that's growing, that's doing great things. And then some random people from Judea show up and tell them they're doing it wrong. And they're like, let's go back. Let's figure it out. That wouldn't be easy. Wouldn't be easy at all. Especially for two guys as strong-willed and powerful in God's word as Paul and Barnabas were. They would not have been pushovers. But they also were humble enough to go get this straightened out. So I'll just leave that to you as kind of a challenge to know your gospel and know it well and make sure that you are submitting to others, to authority, to working things out, to getting things right, to being told when you're wrong and being willing to accept that, and to know when you're right and being willing to teach that to others. It's a real shame what happened in chapter 15 here, because these guys, these troublers, the ones that go through, they don't go back to Peter and James. They don't go back and get correction. They talk to Paul and Barnabas, and they don't listen to them. And man, read the epistles, read the letters that Paul writes. He deals with these guys all over the place. He talks about them in the book of Galatians. He talks about them in Romans. He talks about them in Philippians. He encounters these guys all over the place. It's a shame that along as the gospel spreads, so does this fake gospel. And these guys, like they don't listen to correction. They won't accept it. And that man, what a disaster. So let's not fall into that trap. It's tempting because we're all smart, right? Everybody thinks they're smart. Everybody thinks their ideas are right. You wouldn't have an idea, an opinion, if you thought it was wrong. So everybody thinks what they think is good and right and smart. And we need to be willing to listen to others, to talk to others, to be corrected, to stand down. Man, these are not fun things. That word submission is not a good word for most people. We don't like it, but man, it's so important. Imagine if these guys that were out here doing this, spreading a false gospel, were that passionate about spreading a true gospel. Imagine how many more churches would have got started here in Acts. Imagine what could have happened if Paul and Barnabas were able to team up with these guys. And Antioch and Jerusalem were able to sponsor each other and participate and send out missionaries jointly with the right gospel. Man, Satan is always trying to twist things. He's always trying to mess it up. Our job, if we say Jesus is Lord, that means we aren't. It means we're at his feet. It means we're humbled by him. We're submitting under him. And if that's our job, that's the whole definition of to be a Christ follower, then let's exercise that. Let's make sure that we are practicing the disciplines of humility. And the way you do those is by working on one another, is being humble towards others, because you can't see Jesus. It's very easy to say, oh, I submit to Christ, because you don't see him. Well, if you submit to Christ, then the body of Christ is the church. Church has leadership. The church has, man, we're 2,000 years later. We've gotten the gospel, hundreds of books, hundreds of smarter people than you and I have put this stuff together. So we can submit ourselves to the instruction, the teaching, the correction of others. And that is practice. If the church is the body of Christ, then we want to submit ourselves to Christ. Let's submit to one another within the church. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We'll keep going into this. They write a letter we'll look at tomorrow. God bless. See you tomorrow at noon.